In this week's Complaint Corner, Thor 4, Game of Thrones, and some other shit. This is Critically Complained. Hi, I'm Adam, and this is Steve, and first, we are talking about Pokemon, because why the fuck not? So we're a little bit behind the times due to doing a couple of reviews, and we had to miss a week, or maybe two, I can't remember. We're a little bit behind the times in this one, but it's kind of a big deal, so I want to talk about it anyway. So a few weeks ago now, they announced that Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Oh my god.
Yes, but it's still a big deal. People are still talking about it, so it's still relevant, so don't worry. So a while ago, Pokemon Sword and Shield, I can't talk. It was announced that Pokemon Sword and Shield is not going to have a national Pokedex. What that basically means is that there are some Pokemon you cannot get in the game. We don't know what those Pokemon are yet, but they're not, like, and not only can you not get them in the game, you cannot transfer them into the game. Like, they have this whole new thing called Pokemon Home, which is like this, basically it's like Pokemon Bank. You know, you can upload your Pokemon. It connects to the Switch. That's all it really translates to. They have this whole new system in order to transfer Pokemon to the Switch, but then they announced that not all Pokemon would be able to make the transfer. Oh, and the kicker to that is that once you transfer a Pokemon to Pokemon Home, you cannot get it back unless you transfer it to the Switch. So, if you don't get what I'm saying here, that means that you could take a Pokemon, theoretically, like let's Krikatoon, for example. You could take a Krikatoon, you could transfer it to Pokemon Home, and it has to stay there until they make a Pokemon game that features Krikatoon in the Pokedex, because there's no national decks anymore, so it's just going to stay there. You cannot put it back on the 3DS, you can only take it off on the Switch. And it's going to stay there until they just happen to make a game that features Krikatoon, or whatever the fuck, pick a Pokemon. This is bullshit, Steve. It's bullshit, and I don't like it.
Yeah, let me unclench
what do
my
you think?
Anus.
Let you unclench your what now?
Unclench my anus.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Okay. Had to make sure that I got it. Come on, Steve. What do you think? What are your thoughts on this?
I kind of already... everyone needs to calm down.
Really? I think the thing that I think a lot of people are pissed about, the thing I'm more pissed about personally, I don't really care that much about not being able to access all the Pokemon. It just seems like the bare minimum they could do. You know what I mean? Like, it bothers me that they can't even seem to do that, and yet this new game, like, people have been comparing the textures in this new game to the remastered version of Ocarina of Time, which came out on the Nintendo Switch like 8 years ago, or I don't know if it was that long, but it was a while ago.
I don't think
you mean the Switch then. Or not on the 3DS, I meant to say the 3DS. It came out on the 3DS like 8 years ago. Like, it's crazy to me that they are making a new game on the Nintendo, a new Pokemon game on the Nintendo Switch, and they are not in any way trying to, like, update the game. Like, how is it Pokemon can be such an incredibly successful franchise and yet can be so stale and have so little change game to game? Like, look at...
That is a dumb
let's
question,
say,
because the answer is nostalgia.
Okay, look at Breath of the Wild compared to Ocarina of Time. Look at how different it is and how much things have improved and changed and evolved since then.
Uh-huh.
Like... And now compare Sun and Moon or Sword and Shield to, I don't know, Red and Blue, or, like, I don't know, Silver and Gold. Like, really not a whole lot has changed other than it's 3D.
You don't gotta convince me
Pokemon games are the same. It's 3D, and that's the only thing that's changed. Like, oh, and they, like, introduce a new gimmick every generation or so, like Mega Mega Evolving or Dynamaxing or Z moves or inverse battles or double battles or fucking triple battles or what the fuck ever.
Uh-huh.
They do a new one every time, and they never expand on it, and it's always a one-off, and it's always dumb, and no one ever uses it, and I'm getting sick of Pokemon. I'm getting, I and I hate that. I love Pokemon, but I'm getting tired of Pokemon not getting with the times in any way, shape, or form. All right, hang on. Oh, and the new game.
Okay, all right.
Sorry.
First of all,
go ahead.
There's an awful lot of things for me to respond to that you have just laid out for me. So let me answer like all five of your questions at one time. Number one, are you going to buy the next Pokemon game?
Maybe not.
Oh, okay then. Well, then I guess they've lost a customer in you, but I bet they didn't lose anybody else. Anywho, that actually kind of blows up the next thing I was going to say, where I was going to yell at you for being a nostalgic hypocrite, because you're going to buy it anyway, but you showed me, Adam, so good for you.
No.
Anyway.
Yes, so there, Steve.
Yes, well, I have egg on my face, or pokey egg on my face. Execute. I have execute on my face. There it is.
Exactly.
But I don't think that they would need to change. People like the formula, so there's no reason to fix it when it's not broken.
Like, I'm not saying you need to necessarily change the formula. I just want it to look like it's on a new system. I want it to look like it's current gen. I want the graphics to be better. I want the Pokemon. I want the Pokemon to like have unique animations. I want more Mega Evolutions. I want them to pick a gimmick and stick to it and expand on it and make it really interesting. I thought Mega Evolutions were a really good idea that they only played around with for like a generation and a half, and then they just completely abandoned it so that they could do the next stupid gimmick.
Z-moves
are dumb. Z-moves are dumb. Dynamaxing is even dumber. And I just don't like, I just don't like it. And I want, like, I loved, like one of the few things I really, really liked about Let's Go Eevee, which I've actually been playing. I never finished it, but I've been playing it recently.
It's a common theme with you.
Yeah, it kind of is. I'm working on it. I've sunk, like, 200 hours into Assassin's Creed Odyssey now.
That doesn't count.
When I'm done with that game, I'm going to talk about it one last time and give my very final thoughts and then never talk about it
again.
What
could you possibly have? What opinions could you have about it after 200 hours that could
possibly be different? I haven't talked about the DLC. I haven't talked about the DLC yet, dude. Right. I'm only halfway through it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Whatever you say. Can I go again? Can I talk about the Pokemon thing I was trying to talk about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
You can do that.
Anyway, what the fuck was the topic? I don't even remember anymore. You've derailed me too far.
Pokemon.
No, I know, Pokemon. But what about it? Oh, yeah, people are pissed about the Pokemon thing. Okay, first of all...
Yeah, the National Deck.
I have never understood the need to bring old Pokemon into a new game. It doesn't make any sense to me. Speaking as somebody who only plays with the old one because I'm stuck in my ways, why you need to bring your old Pokemon into your new game, because presumably when you play a Pokemon game the first time, you're just going to start with new weak stuff and work your way through it anyway. So unless you need to be on the competitive scene with your three generations ago insert legendary here and you need it in this current game, I can't think of a single reason to move your Pokemon around. I guess that it's fun for everybody, that's fine, but I never gave a shit about filling out the Pokedex, and I don't care how many Pokemon are in the Pokedex, as long as the 150 are there, and I don't care about having my old ones in, or the number of old ones that can come, or the system they come on. It just doesn't bother me. Like, everybody needs to calm down about this. This is not a big deal.
Okay, I can respect your opinion on this. Like, to a degree, I agree with what you're saying. Like, I do think... Like, I don't use every Pokemon. That's just a fact. There's, fucking 900 of them. Like
nobody's out there like, oh man,
everyone.
I gotta power level my Slowflora.
Exactly. I get it. That's fine. Like, I'm not really mad about the national decks exactly. I'm more mad that the reason that they said I couldn't do the national decks anymore, which has been in every game so far, the reason they gave was because they had to make the animations on this new game better. And that's just objectively not true. Like,
how do you know?
The animations are not better.
How do you know?
So, like, I don't
Are you comparing
understand.
Them to the other Switch Pokemon games?
I'm comparing them to the 3DS games that came out in 2014. That's what I'm comparing them to. I'm comparing them to a 5-year-old game, and the animations haven't changed at all.
I mean,
like,
that's entirely
insulting
possible,
to me.
But, I mean, okay, fine. You know what? That's probably not true what they did. They probably just didn't feel like doing it, and that sucks, but, you know, there's like 1,200 Pokemon now. What do you need all of them for?
There's like 800 and... I think there's like 807 or something.
Whatever. There's a sextillion amount of Pokemon, and you don't need them all in your game. I'm sorry.
It's not what it is. It's not that I can't have access to all the Pokemon. It's that I can't have access to all the Pokemon, and the reason they gave for why is complete fucking bullshit. I mean, that's what I'm mad about.
I just can't manufacture being upset about it, but I understand, I guess, why you're upset about it. I guess.
Okay. I just want Pokemon to evolve.
Just wait for Pokemon Lance to come out, or Pokemon Gun, or Pokemon Cannon, or whatever it's called, the double one that's got the combined games. It's just gonna have all the Pokemon in it anyway.
See, they haven't even done that for a while now. Like, we never got Star.
But now they can.
I guess we did get Pokemon. What was it, Ultra Moon and Ultra Sun or whatever? We did get those, which are, I guess, basically the same thing. But we never got Pokemon Z. Which a lot of people wanted. They even had Zygarde. They even had a Z Pokemon that they didn't do anything with. It's like,
well, what? I mean, they always what have like the, you know, like Red Sapphire, Ruby and Sapphire had Rayquaza in it. Even if they didn't make Emerald, he still would have been in the other two games. I mean, they don't necessarily have to.
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't know who the fuck he was. He would just be that really cool looking Sky Dragon that's just in that one spot.
What else do you need
for some stupid reason? I like there to be a basic story. I liked the idea of Rayquaza being the older brother who comes in to deal with his two siblings who are fighting. Enjoyed that very much.
Don't you remember when we tried to break down the cosmology of Pokemon?
Yes, I remember. No, Steve, we're not going to fall down that rabbit hole again. Please, for the love of God, I don't want to talk about it again.
Pokemon doesn't need a story.
Yes.
It shouldn't have
Pokemon,
one.
I guess.
It
okay,
shouldn't have
enough.
One.
I don't agree with that. I just think that you should.
Do you remember
you
the story of X and
game's
Y, Adam?
Story.
Just offhand, do you remember what it was?
I remember that there was a guy who was really old.
Yes, the 10-foot-tall immortal giant man.
Yeah,
and there was a time machine weapon or a meteor or something. And then there was a multiverse.
Yeah, death weapon.
And then there was a meteor that came to one of those multi universes, but not all of them. And he had like an Eevee or something. Mm-hmm. Or a Rattata, or I don't know.
No, it was a Floette. It was a
whatever.
One of the
Pokemon
little fairy
guys. Have a story.
Guys.
It's more complicated than fucking Metal Gear, and they shouldn't bother with it. They should just be like, oh wow, a 10-year-old has to fight an organized crime and also get gym badges. It's been working.
I can appreciate what you're saying. I think that each Pokemon game should be like taken on its own merits. Like. The more you compare Pokemon games and try to, like, make the story make any kind of sense whatsoever, the more you're going to be confused, and it's just not worth it.
Okay,
just
you know
play
what?
Each game and...
Here we go. I figured it out. Here's what the actual Pokemon story should be for the next one. Pokemon War.
Okay, I'm ready.
You get to play, like, Fire Emblem, but with Pokemon characters.
Oh.
And they're killing each other.
Fuck
you get to
play
as Lieutenant
great.
Surge. We get to see him getting saved by his Raichu or whatever he had that saved him in the flavor text. Boom, there you go. Get to do that. You get to be a 10-year-old on the field of battle, killing other people in their Pokemon.
That sounds great.
With your Pokemon.
See, that's the kind of thing that, like, in a weird way, I kind of want. I want, like, a Pokemon game that tries something different. Like, I just want them to do something.
Clearly you never
that
played
isn't exactly...
Pikachu's Pinball on the Game Boy Color.
Yeah, and I had never played Pokemon Snap either, Steve, because I'm not a fucking pathetic human being,
so what
the fuck ever.
Somebody didn't experience the full power of the N64 because he didn't play Pokemon Snap.
I'm not a fan. I saw other people play Pokemon now. I am too good to do that. They introduced that mechanic in Sun and Moon, and I hated it. I never did it.
Well, I never did either.
Dumb.
But I had Pokemon battling to do. When there's no battling to do, taking pictures is the only way you can do it. You take the pictures at them.
Okay.
If someone said to
you,
hey, you want to sit in a room and take pictures of Pokemon, or you want to sit in a room and not take pictures of Pokemon, what is your answer?
I mean, I guess I'll take pictures of Pokemon.
Well, okay, then.
Okay, fine.
The Pokemon like, step. 4 out of 5 stars. Perfect score. 10 out of 10.
I'm really seriously debating whether I want to get Sword and Shield. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Is there, since it's on the Switch now, they're going to be charging $60 instead of the usual $40. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, if you're going to charge me more money, I expect a better product.
You know what?
I don't
think
I'm going to get a better product.
That's $20 more and a feature that's missing. I guess I could see what people are upset about
yeah.
that.
Exactly. Like, what is the point here? Like,
then.
When every single Pokemon game is exactly the same fucking thing over and over and over and over, I'm bored. Like, I'm just going to be honest here. I'm bored of Pokemon. Well,
okay,
I'm tired
fine.
Of
you
it.
Can be like, bored of Pokemon, but it's not going to stop most people from buying it at them.
I know, but I think that I'm going to wait. I don't think I'm going to get it. If I do get it, I'm going to try to get it, like, used in, like, 2 years. Like, I just don't care. Like, I'm like, whatever. Like,
we'll see.
Or maybe I'll wait for Pokemon Lance or whatever. Like, if they make another one, I'll just wait for then.
I'm pretty
and
sure
maybe that one will have the national Dex. Yeah, like, maybe that one will have the national Dex, and then that one aspect will be fixed.
You know,
it's
I'm
like, oh, well, I guess that's
like
something.
Like, 60 to 70% sure they could just patch in a complete Dex in an update, like, the day
yeah,
that it comes out.
Yeah, they probably could.
I mean, that is not
yeah,
an excuse,
they probably could,
for the record. Not an excuse. Fixing something day one is not the same as having a game that works already, but it's something that they could address later if people are still upset about it, which I'm sure they won't be, because people will stop caring about this 30 minutes after the game is out. I promise.
I don't know, man. People are still talking about it,
yeah,
and it's
because
been
the game's
going
not
for
out
a while.
Yet. The second they get it, and they're like, oh my god, I get to have a green monkey, or a rat with four arms, or whatever the new
yeah.
Pokemon are now. I think there's a sheep. People would just be like, oh, look at the little sheepymon.
Yes,
I don't
sheep.
Care
yes.
about any of those things I was talking about before. What's that mean? Pokemon, yes, please. 8 gym battles and a themed legendary. Let's do it.
I just
one
like,
Diglett
I,
in my it, asshole, please.
There's only so many times. There's only so many times I can play the exact same thing before I get kind of dull. I get bored of it.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
So many Pokemon games are just rinse and repeat. Like, I'm bored.
No, they're all
bored,
like that,
Steve.
Adam.
That's,
it's called a formula, but it doesn't
I know.
Matter.
I'm just getting tired. I'm just getting tired of
and
it.
And I acknowledge
I,
that,
I,
Adam.
I
I'm
don't
just telling
get
you,
this one.
It probably won't matter.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I believe
right,
in
but,
your
hey,
ability
it matters
to get
this
game
to
anyway.
Me. It matters to me, Steve, which is why I'm going
no, no.
to try to not
get
this
it.
One until
and
later.
And I understand that, and I'm okay. rooting for you. I'm just telling you
okay.
that I have faith thanks, in your Steve. Ability to get this game at regardless.
okay.
Because
okay. Like,
I
hey,
would do it.
I stayed strong. I stayed strong for Star Wars Battlefront 2. I got that shit for $20 3 years later, and I enjoyed the shit out of that very, like, short, somewhat lackluster story campaign. But I got my canon fix, Steve.
Okay, well,
I got what
I'm
I
very
needed
proud
from
you,
that
Adam.
Game.
I'm glad that you
and
were
I got
able
it
to wait
cheap.
3 years.
Okay, maybe not. It was like 2 years.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Well, you know what, Adam?
I was
I
able
bought
to wait.
A green suit yesterday on Amazon because I thought I wanted one. So you have much better money management skills than I do.
I mean, I think I told you I spent $220 on steelbooks at Best Buy.
Oh, yeah, never mind. You're an idiot.
And I don't even have them yet. I just pre-ordered them. I got Iron Man 1, 2, and 3, Thor 1, and Thor the Dark World, and Avengers Endgame. And I got all of them in steelbook 4K form, and I don't even have them in my hand yet. But
I mean,
I did pay for
my
them
my suit's
already.
Still being made in Vietnam or Taiwan or wherever it's getting done, but, you know, that's different. You know what? I really can't throw stones, though, okay. because I have a Stranger Things box set of D&D stuff I have no intention of opening. I just wanted to have it.
Well,
and there's
going to
be
we
some
all
pop
have our
figures
vices.
Coming out that are in the shape of D&D monsters, and I don't want them, but I'm just going to buy them anyway. there's
going to
be an owl bear. He's so cute.
I've been really good about not buying pop figures. Like, I only own one, and it was from a stupid. It doesn't matter. I accidentally have only the one, and I've been very proud of myself because I have not fallen into that trap.
You know what, Adam?
Because
I
know I if
have
I
never,
start buying them.
I have never bought a pop figure either. I have some because they have appeared to me as gifts and things. So I think lots of people
yeah,
receive
okay.
pops in through some other means. Like, there are in if pops yeah. were cameras for the government to spy on us, and I'm not saying they're not, they would have infiltrated pretty much every home in America because everybody gets at least
I
one
agree. You're right.
Through some other means. Like, they don't necessarily have to buy them, but somebody will gift them
yeah.
to you, or they'll mm-hmm. just grow out of the mold in your house or something, but they'll be there. And that's why
my
I
girlfriend
have a couple.
Has a few.
Like, some of the old ones, like, yeah. like, you know, before they started getting, like, bodies that are, like, shaped differently, when everybody had the same torso and their little in power stance, that's where all mine are from. Olden times pops.
Yeah.
But, like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not saying that I wouldn't buy them.
I
just
gotcha.
Don't.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to have to. And I'm not proud of that fact, I'm just saying, I don't have any money management skills.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
did you know that a green bowler hat costs like $50?
Are you? Did you buy this?
Yes.
Did you buy a green bowler, Steve? Why?
Because it goes with the suit.
Did you buy like a three-piece suit, like a fancy ass suit?
Yeah.
What? At first, when you said you bought a green suit, I thought you meant like one of those. What are those what are they called?
I don't know.
Those things that cover your head, like it's just like a solid green color all over your body. No. Oh, I'm talking like a morph from your suit. Head to your toe.
Like a morph.
Suit. That's it. Yes. That's the word. I thought you bought a morph suit. No, that's what I thought you meant. Stupid.
I bought something useful, a three-piece olive green or a forest green suit with a green bowler hat, purple gloves, tie, and neckerchief combo, and a cane in the shape of a question mark.
Okay, so just checking here, are you cosplaying as the Riddler anytime soon?
No,
or
no, I hope to wear that to a wedding, actually. If they'll let me.
Like, are you going to... Oh, God, Steve.
I'll send you a picture if I actually get away with it. They might not let me, but
okay.
if they do, it's going to happen. It's going to be hot, too. Please. I think it's going to be, like, six layers.
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to move on away from... We're going to move on to our next piece of news, which is that Nintendo has announced the Nintendo Switch Lite, which is basically just a Nintendo Switch, except the Joy-Cons are always docked, and you can't dock the thing. Like, you can't play it on a TV. You can only play it handheld, so it's just like a handheld Nintendo Switch.
You guys ever heard of a PSP? It's that, but bigger.
It's that, yeah, but it's slightly bigger. And I, for one, like, I think it's fine that they're doing this. I mean, I want everyone to own a Nintendo Switch because I really like the Nintendo Switch.
That's
and
fair.
I want it to continue to be popular. But this is pretty, like, pretty underwhelming to me. Like, I'm just like, oh, okay. Well, like, oh, and they also announced that they're making... Well, I don't know. Like, I thought that
like
they were going to announce a better Nintendo
Switch, and these did not meet them?
No. I mean that I had heard rumors of them making a new model of the Switch, but it's not, like, an improvement, really. Of course, they did announce later that they're also going to be making, a new Switch that just has a longer battery life.
Like, I hate
new
when they
models
do that.
Will just... Yeah, I hate that, too, because now I'm like, oh, great, now I have a Switch that has a shorter battery life than
yeah,
the other
Yeah, now I just have a shitty
be.
Switch. That's all that makes me
yeah,
feel
exactly.
like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly.
If they were
right.
like, "Hey,
of course, I never take...
plug this into your Switch in the memory card slot, and it'll quadruple your battery life," and I'll be like, "Yes, please," but no, of course not.
Yes, yeah, I would like that as well. Though I will say that I like hardly ever take my Switch out of my home, so it's not really that big.
Oh,
a deal
I have I... never, but I like the option.
I have done it a few times, but just not very often.
You know what? It's weird. I occasionally will see people at work that have them, like they'll bring them into play, and I'll be like, "Oh yeah, you can like totally do that." I forgot
yes,
you could leave and go places with this and just, like, be mobile, which was, like, the selling point of the thing, but I don't ever do that. I just leave it attached to my TV because I'm blind and I need to be able to see it on a big screen. So I have pretty much never played with my Switch detached from my TV, with the exception of the times that I sprawl out, you know, vegetable style and place Smash Bros. That hovers above my head. But, like, that's the only time I've ever done that. I don't take it off to play.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what, though? Gaming bathroom breaks. Big game changer with the Switch.
Ooh.
Never have to stop.
It's true.
I didn't realize how sad I was until I picked up the Switch in mid-play, never pausing, walked to the bathroom. That's a whole kind of new idiocracy level of upsetting.
You're right, Steve. You're just that's what you are right now.
God.
You're right.
Do you remember?
Like, it is pretty cool.
God, you know we lived in the transitional period, Adam, where when you went to the bathroom, you brought like you had a shampoo bottle you read or something. Or
yep,
if you
we
were a child,
we,
you
we
brought your
there.
Game Boy,
yep.
and then you just brought your phone, and now you can bring your Switch. So we're back to the Game Boy kind of section, except that now you don't have to stop playing the game you were playing. You can just continue to play Breath of the Wild. Just you know. Yep. While you make God cry.
I think I told you that I bought Breath of the Wild again.
You did tell me that.
I haven't played
it. I'm sure
it
you're
recently.
Only 10% of the way recently, through of it, like everything else you do.
I do. That's the thing is, that's why I've been trying to focus. Damn it, I'm talking about it again. That's why I've been focusing on Assassin's Creed Odyssey, just because, like, I'm like, I'm gonna finish this. Like, this is happening. I am not going to not do this.
All right, well, I'm forced
and
to ask
I am.
You.
I'm almost done. I'm so close.
I'm forced to
it's
ask.
It's killing me, Steve.
What percentage of the way done are you?
I would say I have completed, like, all of the main story. All I really have to do left is a few side missions and the DLC. And the DLC, I'm like 2/3 of the way through, because I like it's in the DLC is in 6 parts, and I'm in the middle of the 4th part.
Did they make you pay for all 6 of those parts, Adam?
Well, no. It was a season pass I bought.
Well, that makes it better then.
Yeah, it makes it better. Actually, I have to admit that, like, I got a lot of entertainment for my money from this game. Like, seriously, like, I've spent over 200 hours playing this game, Steve.
You know,
like,
Adam, ridiculous. I am genuinely jealous of you.
Why?
Because you seem to be able to wring excitement out of things that are just not exciting. And I wish that I had the power to be entertained by one thing for 200 hours. Like, I don't think I could masturbate for 200 hours, Adam.
Well, not in one session.
Well,
I didn't
first
play
of all,
for
you don't know my stamina
straight.
Or my life, but I think you're right. I think that maybe I can't get excited about things like quite like you can, but also the fact that you just might be pathologically insane. There might be a Venn diagram intersection there a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
200 hours, Adam? Really?
Over 200 hours.
Oh,
it's,
man.
I've hit now. I don't know the exact number, but I know it's over 200.
How do you know that?
Because when I log into the game, it shows how long I've been playing.
Oh,
like,
Adam.
At the begin, like, right
Adam,
at the beginning.
How could you let those numbers get so high?
I'm not even done, Steve. I'm not even done.
It's a single-player game, Adam. Like, if you were playing online, I would just say, okay, you just have an addiction to online playing and loot boxes or something. Like, Overwatch, I'm sure you can get to 200 hours. I don't know how you could get this to 200 hours. Like, can you close...
There's still...
No, hang on.
There's still more to
do. Hang on a minute. When we're done with this, I want you to conduct an experiment for me. I want you to turn the game on, figure out where it is that you load it, your checkpoint or whatever, where you're standing. I want you to close your eyes and walk to a destination. And see if you can get there without looking at the screen at all. Because I'm pretty sure you can. I am confident
I
that you will be able to pick a point on the map and just go there and never, ever have to look at the screen.
Yeah, I probably could do that.
That's not okay.
I mean, at least in theory.
That's not okay, Adam.
I'm really into this game, Steve. I'm not talking about it, okay? I'm not talking about it yet. No, Steve, I'm not actually talking about it.
Well,
I'm not talking about the game right now. I'm going to finish
it. Or are you going to hyphen it?
I am going to finish it, and I'm going to talk about it one last time, and then I'm going to move on with my life, okay?
Which Assassin's Creed
That's what I'm going to do. Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
All right, I'm
going to
steal your thunder. I'm
going to
get it. And next week, it's going to be my humble opinion. I'm just going to blow you out.
Do it. Fucking do it,
oh,
you
no,
bitch. I swear to God.
I can't spend money on something stupid like that. I can only spend it on stupid fucking Riddler costumes.
Okay, moving on.
No more
video game news, Steve. No more video game news. The video games are done now. We've only spent half an hour talking about two fucking things.
Oh, man,
we have.
Well, there was some other stuff in there.
It was a very full episode.
Very action-packed series of events we just unboxed. I'm pretty sure I never answered all your questions about Pokemon either, because you were just really on a roll there about how much it bothered you personally.
I've been like stewing this over for like a week and a half now, so like I really had a lot to say. Anyway, so this was just announced like yesterday or the day before. Taika Waititi has signed on to direct Thor 4. Also, they're making Thor 4. So that's exciting.
Groovy.
Taika Waititi is the guy who directed Thor Ragnarok. Now, I have talked at length about some of my issues with Thor Ragnarok, but just to, as a very quick summary, I thought it was good. I didn't think it was as good as other people did, but I thought it was good. And I am actually very excited to see where Taika can take things in the next movie. Like, I'm down with more Thor. What do you think, Steve?
I mean, isn't he still fucking around with the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians? Yeah. As far as we know, yeah. I think that the plan was to make a Guardians of the Galaxy 3 first and then do Thor 4, because like he only just started writing this movie like just now. So I don't expect that they're going to like turn around and start filming in a week, you know what I mean? So I'm guessing that that's the plan, that they're going to, that it's going to be Guardians of the Galaxy 3 with Thor in it as like a supporting character, and then they're going to do Thor 4. And for the love of God, they better do better Ray Bill. I want to see creepy dog-faced Thor. That's what I need to see in my life, Steve.
Yeah, that's what the world needs. Really confusing Thor canon.
Exactly. Actually, I would not mind them doing like the what's that thing called? The World Eater. What's that big snake thing called from God of War? I can't think of its name. What?
The Nidhogg?
The big giant world-eating snake or whatever. The thing that, like, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember what it's called.
Okay. I can't remember the name of it, but maybe they could have that be a thing. I know there's this other thing called, like,
the god...
Yeah, well, like, maybe not kill Thor, but just, like, I want something, like, really epic. Like, I guess, like, the closest we had to that was the Surtur in Ragnarok, but, like, he was barely in the movie. Like, most of that movie was just Thor dicking around on,
Jormungandr,
you know, Sakaar.
The Midgard Serpent, World Serpent, or the Sea Serpent Middle Child is called Jormungandr.
Yes! Yes, 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 yes. That one.
Jormungandr.
Jormungandr. I would love to see him show up. That would just be fucking cool.
I don't know. Whatever. Fucking World Serpent.
Yeah, World Serpent. I'd love to see that show up, maybe. That'd be pretty cool. But whatever. I don't really care. I don't really care what it is. I really like Thor now. Like, if you would have asked me, like, 4 or 5 years ago, hey, who's gonna be your, like, new favorite Avenger? I would not in a million years tell you Thor. Like, or at least, like, top three Avengers. I would never tell you. Like, okay, well, first I think of all, Thor was, like...
Everybody knows the best Avenger is Mysterio.
Is that right?
He's
Steve?
An official Avenger.
We all think
he was Avengerfied.
He was not.
Yes, he was.
That is not
Spider-Man
true.
Made him an Avenger. Therefore, he is an Avenger.
Oh,
prove me wrong.
God, did he? I don't think he actually made him an Avenger.
Yes, he did.
All he
yes,
did was...
he did when he gave him the thing with the glasses or emo or whatever it was called.
Edith.
Edith.
It was
yeah.
Edith. Even dead, I'm the hero.
Yeah,
Steve.
Yes. Tony loves his acronyms.
I remember. Yes. Oh, God. I love that so much. Okay, anyway.
So, official Avenger.
Did he actually say, you're an Avenger? Did he say the words, you're an Avenger? Fuck! I don't remember that happening, but shit, you're right. Damn it. I'm mad now. Mysterio is not the best Avenger. Mysterio doesn't count. He doesn't have any superpowers, he doesn't actually do anything. It's all just like a hologram of him. It's not even real, Steve.
First of all, not having superpowers is not criteria to not be an Avenger. Half of them don't have superpowers.
I know.
And he's got technology that can actually kill things, which makes him a pretty good runner-up for gun-based Avenger.
Oh, crap. I mean, we do have a guy who just has a bow and arrow, so, you know, guy who has a bunch of drones is perfectly acceptable. Fuck!
And a pretty snazzy costume,
now.
If I do say so myself.
Okay, it is a pretty snazzy costume. God, they made that costume work so well. Oh my god, I can't believe they were able to pull it off. Fishbowl! Oh my god, yes! Fine, whatever. The point is, we're talking about Thor right now.
Oh yeah.
Like, between Thor Ragnarok. But I don't know, that's a good question. I'm kind of hoping that there's like a moment, there's like a they address that in Guardians 3, like maybe they can have like a workout 80s montage.
Oh my god, that'd be
Star-Lord.
Awesome. If
that
was
so
one
cool?
of the things that Star-Lord brought with him from the 80s was a goddamn workout VHS. Oh
yeah, that'd be so awesome.
Oh, like
how
Afro
cool would
guy
that be?
Who wears the spandex. Oh my god, I
yes, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you could have Thor and you could have Star-Lord like doing it together, you know, and they're like competing because they're like, you know, I'm the leader. No, I'm the leader.
Well, hang on a minute.
Like,
you can't
be great.
Jumping jacks cool. in space because there's no gravity.
I'm pretty sure that the Benatar, I believe that's the name of the ship, has its own gravity, Steve.
It does. Because
they walk around.
Hey, wait a minute. How come everybody's just cool with that gravity on the ship? You think there's standardized gravity?
Steve, the more you think about this, the less happy you will be.
Well, no. I think I need to know. Because what's gravity like on Groot's planet? What's it like on, I was going to say Rocket's planet, but that's just Earth. So, like, you know, what's it like on Gamora's planet?
I don't know.
Is there like a standardized number that everybody agrees is the appropriate amount of gravity? Like, can I have super strength on somebody's ship because my gravity requirements are much higher than their ship has?
God. Maybe
some gelatin like species be crushed under the weight of my gravity on Earth setting?
The more you think about this, the less happy you will be. Just let it go.
Do people
Steve.
Get indigestion if go. They go in the wrong gravity from somebody else's planet?
Oh God, I doubt that. I mean, there's a lot of things with that like, because I know that like at like real life astronauts can be really fucked up from being in zero G for a long time. So
do you think
like,
people go to different planet gravities or set them different on their ship to get taller?
There's an idea. I don't know, Steve.
Like, do you think Star-Lord ever decompressed his spine to look more impressive?
I don't know.
I'm gonna go with yes.
I don't give a fucking shit. Anyway, Thor. I like Thor Ragnarok. I think that between Thor Ragnarok, Avengers Infinity War, and Avengers Endgame, they like redeemed Thor in my eyes, and I'm extremely excited to see more Thor in the future. Which is something I never thought I would say. Like, seriously,
me either.
I remember seeing the first Thor movie with my dad, like, way back when, and both of us were just like, yeah, it was okay, I guess. Like, you know, nothing to write home. It was fine.
Pretty much,
and
yep.
To think that he's now, like, one of my favorite Avengers is just crazy. Like, they did such a good job at, like, redeeming his character. Like, I want more Thor. And I am now getting more Thor, so I'm very happy. Okay, and so now that my happiness levels have reached their peak, now we can talk about things I hate, or have grown to hate. So Game of Thrones, everybody! Yay! I can't wait to talk about this! So as a quick aside, the more I think about Game of Thrones, and especially this final season, the less I like it. Like, I went from watching the season and being like, oh, that was okay, to reading people online and thinking about it on my own and being like, okay. To now I've reached the point where I'm like, wow, that actually was really bad. Like, that was really not good at all. Fuck. Like, it just keeps getting lower and lower in my estimations. So, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, who are the two showrunners of Game of Thrones, were going to go to San Diego Comic-Con, but now they're not. They canceled their appearance, and I, for one, can't imagine why. What do you think, Steve? Why do you think they canceled their appearance?
I mean, I like to think that it's because everybody got sick from eating some bad shrimp and had nothing to do
is that
with
it?
Anything else that happened. Or any bad decisions that could have been made. Probably just the shrimp.
You know, Steve, I think they just kind of forgot about their appearance at Comic-Con.
That
I think they just forgot about it.
It's not even that big
you
of a
know
deal.
About that joke, right? Do you know about that joke? The whole, I forgot about... Never mind. My humor is wasted on you, Steve. There's this whole behind-the-scenes thing where the two of them were talking about... You remember how Daenerys was flying in the sky and then suddenly one of her dragons just got, like, sniped or whatever from, like, you know...
Vaguely.
500 yards away.
Yeah.
Daenerys is flying and then, like, one of her dragons fucking dies and then you see all these ships and it's like, why the fuck didn't she see those ships? They were right in fucking front of her. And the behind-the-scenes thing, they said, yeah, Daenerys just kind of forgot about the Iron Fleet, because it's not like they were sailing to go fight the Iron Fleet or anything like that. It was just such a stupid... It was such a stupid fucking thing for them to say. Anyway, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, I completely know why they're not going to Comic-Con, because people are still mad. You know that you fucked up when people are still fucking mad. Even, like, what has it been? Like, a month and a half now since the last episode? And people are still bitter. Like, it's not going away at all. Like the,
if it's
the
any consolation, like, you two, I already stopped caring.
Well, yeah, that's because you don't care about anything, Steve. But I still care. If anything, I care more now than I did at first. Like, I feel like the more it settles in my brain, the more I hate it. Like, it's awful, Steve. This season sucked.
Yeah, Game of Thrones had a really shitty conclusion, and all of our lives are poorer for it. But there's nothing we can do about it, so...
Well, I also, the other thing that I'm bitter about is also they announced today that Game of Thrones has been nominated for a record-breaking 32 Emmy nominations, meaning that that's like the most anyone's ever been nominated for a single season, 32, and I hate it. I hate that this is the season they decided to nominate. Why didn't they nominate season 3 or season 4 32
fucking times?
They
didn't get enough money yet.
Yeah, I mean, clearly. Like, they nominated Best Writing for the very last episode. Best Writing, Steve.
Well, that is unfortunate, because I'm pretty sure it's not true, but...
No, it's not. It's bullshit, Steve. It's bullshit. It's not true. I did not... Okay, I'm done. Did you get that reference, Steve?
No.
God damn it! All right, never mind. There is someone out there listening to this podcast who is like, like the air blew out their nose slightly faster
Good
than normal.
Show top shelf comedy.
Any fucking way. What the fuck was I saying? Game of Thrones
you were
getting
about
nominated
how Big Bang
for.
Theory had a terrible finale episode.
I don't did it?
Yeah,
I don't even know. I think Big Bang Theory has had a terrible. Like, final six seasons.
Okay, yeah,
so,
you know
like...
what? Well, fine. You know what? Big Bang Theory was okay in the first couple seasons, and it got progressively worse as time went on. It did not get any better. Every episode worse than the last. And the final one was just, yep. like, the last gasp of such unsatisfying ending. And I never talked about it before, but I'm talking about it now. And it pisses me off, because
okay,
I wasn't even
ahead.
Really enjoying the show. I was watching the show mostly because I watched it when it was good, and I feel compelled to do so now until it got finished, because I hate ending shows in the middle. So I just finished all the way through, and I got to the ending, and it's not satisfying in any way, and all it does is tie things up in a loose little bow, and nobody got any kind of satisfactual arc closing. And it ends with them eating fucking dinner. You remember when Friends ended? You remember when it was all sad and they were all going their separate ways and we got to have them all put their keys on the counter because they were all leaving the apartment behind, the one building that held this entire show together, the one mecca of all the episodes, and they leave one by one and then it zooms in on the keys and we get to see for the last seconds of the time we have in this apartment. That was a powerful ending. You know how fucking Big Bang Theory ended?
Mm-hmm.
They're just sitting there on the fucking coffee table eating Chinese food or Taiwanese food or whatever they have in the episode. I forget what it is now. That's how it just cuts to black.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Game of Thrones.
Yeah, so Game of Thrones. Okay, well, yeah, Game of Thrones got nominated for 32 fucking Emmys, and I'm very irritated. Like, I get that HBO is a big company, and I'm sure that they lobbied really hard for it to get nominated. But it's just insulting to me that they decided to make that this season. That it had, like, this is the one where it's just like, oh yeah, best show, best writing, like, every fucking actress. Like, Lena Headey, the woman who plays Cersei, was nominated for best supporting character. She had, like, 5 scenes. Like, she was in, like, throughout the entire final season, I think she had, like, 5 minutes of screen time. Like maybe 10 minutes, if I'm being generous. Like, are you, why is she nominated for this award? Like, and most of the time, most of her 10 minutes of screen time was just her staring out a window, Steve. Like, why does, I'm not mad at the Emmys, because I know that they've always just been a circle jerky cash grab. I'm not mad at the Emmys. I get it. You gotta keep HBO happy. I understand. I'm just mad about the final season and how crappy it was. That's what I'm mad about, Steve.
You know what else sucks? The Emmys.
What?
Who cares?
The Emmys, yeah. Also the Emmys. I haven't watched the Emmys in years.
I never
and
have.
And this is not going to make me watch
it
the looks, Emmys.
It sounds so long and boring.
It is. It is. I saw it once when I was in, like, high school, and it's not fun.
Did
it's,
you know
it's
I've
boring
seen
the and
Kids'
dumb,
Choice
and
Awards
like
more than any other awards program?
Yeah, I think I have
you know
too,
how many
actually.
Kids' Choice
yeah.
Awards I've seen, Adam?
One. How many? Wow,
I believe
Steve.
Will Smith
Look at
was
you.
On it.
Yeah, I think he did one back in the day. One last piece of Game of Thrones news. So George R.R. Martin says that the huge controversy and, like, the ending of the show, according to him, it is not going to affect the books in any way. He's just going to continue on as he has been doing. He's going to finish writing the books just as he always planned to. It's going to be his ending. It's not going to be anyone else's ending. And I, for one, am very, very happy that that's what he says. Now go finish writing the books, please. Thank you.
It's easy to
George,
talk a big game when you don't actually have to write the books. But
George, if you're listening, I really, really enjoy your books. And I would really, very much enjoy if you were to finish the books sooner rather than later, if possible. Thank you. He's had a lot of... I'm being very polite, as you can tell, Steve, because he's had a lot of issues with people being really rude to him. So, George, I'm not being rude to you. I'm sorry that other people were rude to you. I just really like your stuff, and I really want to read it as soon as I can. Mm-hmm. So go ahead. Go finish it as soon as you are able, and I will read it. I will buy it. I will pre-order it. I will read that shit the day it comes out. I promise. If it ever comes out, I will read it day one. Not the whole thing, but I'll start reading it day one.
Not
okay?
a true fan.
That's my promise to you. That's my promise to you, George. No, I will read the whole book. Fuck off, Steve. no, I'm sorry. I'm being polite right now. You and me, George. You promise. You finish the books. I read your books. It's gonna this is the transaction. This is how this works. So let's go, bro. Like,
well,
I'm
why don't you just kidnap him Misery style and break his legs and force him to write the book for you?
No, 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 no. I don't want to control. I want him to finish the books on his own terms. I don't want it to be
well. He can finish
something
them on
that's
his
uncomfortable
own terms.
For him.
He just can't ever leave until he finishes them, and then not even after that.
Well, no, because then that changes the whole dynamic of the books. Like, you know, then it'll have a rushed ending.
No, no, no.
Like,
he has all the time in the world to do it. He just never gets to leave until he's done.
But no, Steve, I'm not gonna do that. That's not no. I know you're making a joke, but I'm not no. This is important to me. The Game of Thrones books I really, really like. They're some of my favorite novels. Like, they're very, very good. And I cannot wait for The Winds of Winter.
There
like,
any
I'm
pictures
so
in those
excited.
Books?
No, okay. Steve.
George.
There's no,
buddy,
there's no fucking pictures.
What I'm gonna need you to do is take all the pages you already have. And every fifth or sixth page, just stick like some medieval titties in there.
wait, is that you, David Benioff, DB Weiss? Are you there with Steve? Are you feeding him his lines? Like, no, we don't need fucking titties. We already actually, I mean, there's plenty of titties, honestly, just not
it's a
actual
book,
drawings
though.
Of titties. Yeah, it's a book. You have to use your imagination. They could be the most perfect titties you could ever imagine, Steve.
Yeah.
You like
or
tiny titties? You like big titties? Like it's all whatever.
Well, first of all, I don't think I get
to
imagine
be.
Too much because I'm pretty sure they're described to me, which takes a lot of the guesswork out of it. So maybe they're not that perfect
okay.
after all, Adam.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe he's vague about how perfect they are, and you get to make it your own.
Well, that's
perfect.
Nice of him, but. That's you know what? Never mind. I don't give a shit. What am I talking about? It doesn't matter to me.
Let's stop talking about titties.
buddy, I know you're happening? Listening because you and me had coffee the other day, and you were like, "Gosh, yeah, I sure wish I could listen to your show more, Steve." And I was like, "Get away from my car." But I want to make sure that Adam gets his books so that him and the rest of the internet can read those books and finally have that closure that their life is missing. Because apparently life does not go on without Lord of the Rings. I mean Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. It's true. It doesn't. Honestly, I've said this before, but I will say it again. If George R.R. Martin dies before his books are finished, that will be my biggest regret in life. That I didn't get
that,
to
what,
I didn't
he
get
died
to read
is your biggest
his...
regret in life?
Yeah, that I didn't get
Did you
to
kill
read
him?
The end. No, I didn't kill him. Well, then I don't know. My biggest regret is that I didn't get to finish it. That's like the thing I'm going to be the most bitter about. If he dies tomorrow and I never get any more Game of Thrones books, I'm going to be on my deathbed in like 60 years and I'm still going to be like, I really wish I could have read Winds of Winter. Yeah, it's not bad.
I gave myself like 45 tops.
Really, Steve? Jeez.
I'm not healthy.
I mean, I'm relatively healthy. I work on my feet all the time, so that's good. But I'm trying to be healthier. But hey, you know,
Adam, whatever. I eat like shit all the time and don't go outside.
Yeah, that's a problem, Steve. You should probably work on that. Okay, we're moving on. So this is technically video game related, but I found it after we did the video game section, and so let's just pretend it was in the previous video game section. Yeah. So
retroactively, video games again.
Yeah, I mean, you could edit it.
I could, but now you're doing all this build-up. There's going to be a huge lack of context when I cut this, so we're just going to talk about it now.
It's true. We're just going to talk about it now. So, GameStop, everyone's failing business practice, is going to try to save its failing business they're going to offer, quote, unique experiences, end quote. Like a retro store or like a place where you get to play competitive video games, but like before you buy them or some other weird shit.
All right.
And I mean, for one, don't give a shit.
Okay. A couple things. Number one, I haven't been inside a GameStop in actually years. Number two.
Really? I'm proud of you, Steve. That's really awesome.
It's mostly because they're over there and I'm here and I have to go to them and that's just not happening. I haven't been in one, and I have been in other game stores in the past, not recently, because they all go out of business too, but I had this one by my house that had like this batting cage in it with TVs and like armchairs and shit, and you could like rent time to play there, and I'm wondering if that's what they kind of mean, you know? Because like they had like kids parties and shit there. There's like five chairs and like a bunch of TVs, and you could just take games off the shelves and play them, and that seems like a cool concept.
So you get to just
kind of stuff, but
so you basically get to like rent a living room and just play a game.
That's essentially
a living
room. What you did get to have. You got to have a cordoned off space where your adults could leave you to bother somebody else while they go smoke outside, and you play video games loudly in someone's public building.
I mean, that sounds kind of great. If I ever have kids, like I would love to take them to something
like
that.
It's basically
Chuck E. Cheese, kids.
Except without the pizza. And you get to play Call of Duty instead of
Skee-Ball. Lock your kids in a cage. Like, that's perfect. I love the idea of locking my kids in a cage.
You probably shouldn't have kids.
Someone's going to splice that audio file someday.
I swear, officer, I didn't say it. Aw, shit.
I love the idea. Anyway.
If that's the worst thing people take away from this show in general, then that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
I was talking about masturbating for 200 hours a couple of minutes ago, so...
You were. We were talking about titties and...
Well, who doesn't talk about titties? I'll click the button that says explicit language when I put the episode up. It's fine.
I know you will. Yeah, you should. Every episode is explicit. We're adults here, Steve.
Exactly.
That's
we
what
say
we
cuss
do.
Words
we swear.
Like butt.
Oh, poop.
Whoa,
oh,
okay,
gosh,
hang on.
Gosh,
let's
darn.
Keep it Christian.
Okay. So... I am curious what other unique experiences GameStop is kind of going for here. I mean, obviously, they're still aiming towards that gamer market, but I think that they've recognized that no one wants to go in to a GameStop to buy games at a GameStop because they overcharge you, like, ridiculously, and you don't want to sell your games at a GameStop because I don't really want to sell a game to GameStop that they offer me 80 cents for, and then they turn around and sell it for $20. Like,
capitalism,
go
baby.
Fuck yourself. That's kind of how I feel about that. Personally, I have been in a GameStop more recently than you have, but I don't want to go into a GameStop again if I can help it. I've been buying my games off Amazon. I've been buying my games from Best Buy and from Walmart. Like, I don't like GameStop. I'm tired of GameStop.
It's funny that you won't shop at GameStop, but you will shop at Walmart and Amazon and Best Buy.
Yeah, that's Yeah. Let me live in my bubble, Steve. I like my bubble.
It's a very awkwardly shaped bubble, Adam. It's very 90 degrees on one side. You have, like, an acute angle bubble.
I mean, where else would I go? Would I go to, like, some, like, weird pre-played or something? Like,
I mean,
some kind of
I don't know. There's not really an option for a mom-and-pop game store, but, like...
Yeah, like, that's not really a thing anymore.
It's weird that you have a
hang-up
about GameStop, but not those other places. I don't know.
Well, okay, I have a hang-up about GameStop for a couple of... One, I already mentioned the whole, like, selling games for, like... You'll try to sell them something, and they'll give you pennies, and then they'll turn around and, you know, sell it for, like, 200% of what they paid for it, which is just ridiculous to me. I hate that. The other thing I don't like about it... So, I, for a while, was one of those... what are they? Like, the Power-Up Rewards member?
As was
like,
I.
Like, I was one of... Yeah, I was a part of that. And so I go into GameStop. This is, like, I think about 2 years ago. I go into GameStop, and I'm shopping around, looking for a game, whatever, just hanging out. I don't even remember what the game was, to be honest.
Assassin's Creed.
I grab this
Better
game,
than
and I'm...
Better than odds, it's Assassin's Creed.
I don't know. It might have been, honestly. But I go to buy this game that's, like, marked down, you know, because, you know how the games have different prices based on if you're a member or not?
Yep.
Anyway,
yep.
So I go to pay, and it's like $5 more expensive than it should be. And I was like, oh, I thought I was a Power-Up Rewards member. And they're like, oh, no. You're a Power-Up Rewards member, but you're not a Power-Up Rewards member plus. And that is the new thing that we're doing. It's like there's different tiers to it now.
Well, of course.
And this price is only for the plus members, and you're just a regular power-up reward
member.
You're
a filthy peasant regular. These are for the bourgeois pluses. Go
exactly,
spend your slimy
yes.
peasant money somewhere else.
Which is obviously, of course, more money, like, per year. And, you know, I guess supposedly they, you know, it saves you a little bit more money per transaction. But I was so mad. And also, I think it's worth mentioning that was not made clear on the tag. The tag did not say that. Like, the tag said Power Up Rewards. I was sure of that, and that's how I've always done it before.
Well,
you know?
I mean, if that's the case, then that makes perfect sense, because then you had to come to the register where they already basically had you and where they can pitch to you about upgrading your membership. Where if 10% of people are like, yeah,
exactly.
Sign me up, then they've made it worth it.
I guess. So, but ever since then, since that day, I have not gone back into GameStop because I was so bothered that they introduced a secondary... like pro membership, you know, situation just so they could wring more money out of me. Like, I already was thinking about canceling my pro membership, and now I had an excuse to, because fuck that. Because screw you and your creepy, leery, like, price gouging bullshit business practices. Now, I haven't experienced that yet at Best Buy or at Walmart, and so because I haven't personally experienced that, I still shop there, because that's how my brain works, Steve.
I mean, that's how most people's brains
work. That's where I live.
If a problem doesn't directly affect you, it's not a problem.
Exactly. So yeah, I don't like GameStop, and I don't give a fucking shit.
Do you know how many points you accumulated on your rewards count? Member
not that many.
Thing?
Not that many.
Oh,
I used
like,
it to like get
I don't
a
know if it's a lot,
whatever,
but I remember at one point having like 17,000 points or something.
That's not
I don't know
that
if that
much.
Means a lot or not. I got a scorpion cardboard cutout standee though. Like
oh,
a life-size scorpion.
That's neat.
Cutout. Yeah, I had that in my room for like 25 minutes and then I gave it to somebody else.
Why? Why? Why did you do that, Steve?
Because I had it, and I realized that I don't even like Mortal Kombat that much.
Yeah, I mean, neither do I, so
but it was
like
a thing that I could spend points on, and I was like, hey, I've never had a cardboard cutout of a video game character before. Why not? And then I got it, and I was like, you know what? I know why I never had one of these, because I don't want it.
Well, okay.
So I just gave it away,
I almost
and I gave it to somebody
that.
For a birthday present, I think, and I think they still have it.
Well, there we go, Steve. Look at you being so generous.
I think it's the hat rack in their apartment.
That's awesome. Like, that's actually really cool that it's the hat rack. That's really good.
I mean,
you
must not have a lot of hats then, but...
So yeah, I don't care about GameStop's unique experiences. I don't care.
I hope they just
I think it's
rentals.
Kind of interesting.
Just do rentals. Like...
Yeah, just do rentals. Just become... Yeah, that sounds fine.
Like,
or, I think it's
a
cool idea
again,
in
honestly.
Theory... It's a cool idea to do like a retro game store. Like that's a, you know, a theoretically good idea. Screw GameStop.
It's not a good idea.
Screw GameStop.
It's not a good idea.
Like I don't care. The other thing I hate about GameStop, just since we're talking about it, is I don't know if this is still true, but I knew a guy who used to work at a GameStop, and he was telling me how, like, for them it's all about getting people to pre-order games. That's like everything. And not only are they like encouraged to, like, they have to meet a certain quota of pre-orders. Like each employee mm-hmm. needs to make a certain quota of pre-orders. But if someone goes in to cancel a pre-order, that counts as a negative against their record. So if you go into a GameStop, again, I don't know if this is still true. It was the time, but this was like 3 or 4 years ago. So if you go into a GameStop to cancel a pre-order, no one will want to help you because whoever helps you, it will count as a negative against them. So they're like, you know, you walk in the door like, I'd like to cancel a pre-order, and suddenly there's no employees to be found. And it's bullshit, Steve.
Oh, man. Like, it was like a used car thing, you know, where they come and bother you. If that ever happened at GameStop, and I know it never does, but if it did, you could just turn to them and shout, I want to cancel a pre-order, and just watch them flee from you. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that. Sure. Yeah, kind of like that. That'd be kind of fun to, like, scare them, you know, like, scuttling away like crabs. Yeah. Like, oh, God! Yeah.
You better do what I say, or I'm going to cancel a pre-order right in your eye.
Exactly. So, I guess that's it. So we're going to move on to brain fart. Why can't I think of a humble opinion? My humble opinion. I did it. Look at me. So, Steve, do you have a humble opinion this week?
I did. And then it's been 3 weeks since I watched it. So, no.
Yeah, I respect that. That's fine. I'm trying to think if I have one.
I kind of remember it. It was, okay. You know how Crunchyroll has anime on it?
Yes.
Well, they also have things that are not anime. And one of the things they have is called the Anime Crimes Division. Are you familiar?
Anime Crimes Division?
Yeah, are you familiar?
No, I've never heard of this. No.
It's a show.
No.
About, like, specialized police that work on crimes related to anime. You know, like they have like the grizzled cop, but instead of smoking, he eats Pocky. There's an episode about Gundam murder where somebody was murdered. Gundam was beheaded, and everybody was freaking out. There was an episode about Yu-Gi-Oh, where there was underground Yu-Gi-Oh duels playing for cards.
This is really weird, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
It's kind of fun though. I will admit.
There was a Subs versus Dubs gang war episode.
Okay, that's funny.
One of the
hilarious.
The season finale, okay. I believe, was the people from a different city that were all about the Breaking Bad and Games of Thrones came over, and we got to see a fight scene that was one long, uncut, moving camera shot. what else? Well, anyway, that was basically it. It's just stupid, and it's kind of funny.
It sounds meta as fuck.
Yeah, I had
Did
more,
Deadpool
but it's been
show
a while.
Up at some point? Huh? Did Deadpool show up? And,
no,
like,
fucking Deadpool like, wasn't just... there. The
I don't know.
The
it
lady
seems
cop,
like something.
The rookie, her favorite anime is Digimon.
Good.
They laugh at her for
Good.
That.
No.
There was
no,
a crime.
Digimon's great.
A serial killer going around killing people, recreating murders that took place in animes, like when Colonel What's His Nuts got killed in the fucking phone booth in Full Metal Alchemist, or there was a bomb shipped to the police
station
that was
yeah.
in the shape of a Cyberman. And the guy squeezed it and it exploded, and then he died like Yamcha. Yeah, it was just good
okay,
stuff like
hilarious.
That.
Okay, that's hilarious. That's really funny. Mm-hmm. I love this. Okay.
Basically, fine. It's really dumb, but if you like the cliches of anime, it's funny. Oh, the main cop guy has a gun, an airsoft gun. That's the gun from Psycho Pass, because they wouldn't let him have a real gun. So he has an airsoft gun instead.
That's great.
It's good stuff. It's good
well,
stuff.
Well, okay.
That's all, though.
Yeah. No
In
kidding.
My humble
that
opinion, that's like a 3 out of 5. I'd watch a third season of that.
Sure. Okay.
Anime.
So my humble opinion. I have been watching Orange Is the New Black on Netflix.
You are a little behind.
I've been watching
on
it
that
with
one,
my
I
girl.
Think.
I am a little behind.
That's got
so
Donna
there's
in it, right?
No, it does not.
Are you
so
sure?
It has there's 6 seasons. So wait, Donna from
that 70s
what?
Show.
Oh, Oh, I forgot. I was yes, it has her from That 70s Show. Yes. I never really watched That 70s Show. Like, that was never my jam. I've only seen a few episodes. But anyway, yes, she is in it and she's great. She's like one of my favorite characters. Yeah, but anyway. She's really hot. But anyway, so Orange is the New Black, there's 6 seasons. The 7th season is about to come out like at the end of this month in like a week. I'm in the middle of season 5 right now. So I'm like more than halfway through. And I have to say that overall, I really, really like this show. It's very good at making complex characters. Like, it's really good at having characters that I can feel sympathetic towards while also like hating. Like, I feel like it's so good at messing with your emotions and making you be like, oh man, I hate this character. And then like 2 seasons later, it's just like, oh man, that same character that I used to freaking hate is now one of my absolute favorite characters. And like, whereas, and then there are other characters that like slowly get worse with time. Like, it really, really like is a really good character study at like people who do shitty things and how they make up for it and how they and how they keep making the same mistakes. And like, it's also like, it kind of touches on people who have to deal with mental illness and all of the shit related to that. And it's really, really good, Steve. Though I have to say that I've been kind of binging it, and at least this season in particular has been really like emotionally heavy. And like, I literally had to stop watching it because I was just like, me and my girlfriend were both just like, wow, yeah, this is awful. Like, I don't want to watch this right now. And so we like went and like watched some comedy thing just because we like, oh, that was, we watched, yeah, we had to cleanse our palate. We went and watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia just to watch some dumb humor for a while, because like, holy shit, dude, like, this show, like, when it wants to, it gets so fucking dark and it's so sad, and it just, it hurts your soul, Steve. Like, it's just hard to watch. And there are some characters in this show, my girlfriend and I disagree on this, but there are some characters in this show that in my opinion deserve nothing less than the most painful death I can think of. Like, there are some awful fucking characters, some awful people that I just cannot stand. And they're so fucked up, and they're so abusive. Mostly it's the guards, to be completely honest. Like, the guards in this show, because, you know, it's a show about women who are in prison, and the guards are just fucking awful. Not all of them, but, like, a lot of them are horrible. Like, there's this one guard named Pornstash who is like around early on, and you think he's an awful person. He's not. He's actually pretty cool. And like, he ends up getting like framed for this bullshit later, and then he leaves the show for a while, and then they get in these new guards, and the new guards like make him look like a goddamn fucking puppy, because holy shit, the new guards are horrible. Like, Piscatella is awful. He's my least favorite character. He's so incredibly abusive and horrible to these people. They're people. Yes, they committed crimes, but they are human beings, and they do not deserve the bullshit that they get from this fucking guy. And, oh my god. Like,
yeah,
I don't
even,
like,
want to...
The
American prison system is pretty fucked, Adam. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, it really is. It like, this show actually kind of, like... ever since I started watching it, and then I started watching some, like, actual prison documentaries, and it's actually surprising how accurate a lot of it is. Like, it really is close to, I mean, obviously it's a show, so they, like, kind of play it up sometimes, but it's actually surprisingly close to the kind of shit that actually happens. Like, it's within the same realm. Like, it's not that unbelievable, and man, dude... It's so good, and it's so sad, and it's so, so awesome. The only thing I would really say as, like, a negative is the show kind of, like, starts to wander, like, around season 3-ish. Like, season 3 slash, like, the first half of season 4, I was kind of not super invested in what was happening, but like the second half of season 4 and like all of season 5 are really good, but they're just like really emotionally heavy. Like, people die, and then there's like this huge prison riot, and like the entire of season 5 is like the entire prison is like in lockdown because the prisoners have taken over the prison because of this shit that happened. And like, it's just really intense. And I don't really want to talk about it too much because like, I kind of want to get you to watch it if I can, maybe.
Nope.
Why, Steve? Why don't you watch good television? What do you mean, how long
is it?
There's seven seasons. Fuck off, no way. There's seven seasons. I mean, it's only 13 episodes a season. It's not 20 or whatever. Like, I hate you, Steve. I hope you know that. But
there's a reason I consume things. There are only one season, 12 episodes, Adam.
There's a few times... I'm just going to keep talking about my shit so I can ignore your bullshit. The other thing, like, occasionally they do kind of get into some cliches or, like, just some strange storytelling ideas where I'm just like, what was the point of this happening? So, like, and again, I don't really want to spoil it because I'm going to try to convince you to watch it. But overall, I'd probably give the series, like, an 8, maybe, like, a 7-ish. But it's very good. When it's good, it's really good. It's just a few times where it kind of, like, veers off track a little bit and I'm like, what's going on right now? And then it snaps back and it's like, all right, yeah, this is still good. Pennsylvania is one of my favorite characters, and I hated her in the first season, and now she's one of my absolute favorite characters. Piper is
like Jamie.
Weird. What?
Like Jamie Lannister.
What? In some ways it is similar to Jamie Lannister, but Piper is awful in a lot of ways but also cool in a lot of ways. It's weird. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to go into break down every fucking character. The point is, I like Pennsylvania, I like Red, I like Tasty. Those are like my three favorite characters. Tasty, Red, and Pennsylvania. And my least favorite character by a wide mile is Piscatella, who is the guard right now. Fuck that guy in his fucking face. He's such an asshole. My second least favorite is probably Donuts, the rapist. And then my third least favorite would probably be the duo of the two crack people who are like dumb as hell and mean as hell and just have no purpose on the show other than making other more interesting plots more complicated. So yeah, I don't like those two. Like they're kind of a lump group and I hate their guts. So yeah, in my humble opinion, Orange is the New Black is good. Most of the time, like 70% of the time, it's really good. So that's good. I can't wait to finish the show. Can't wait to finish the show. Very excited. So those are the complaints. Oh, yeah. Good. Thank you, Steve. So those are the complaints this week. If you can't complain, share it with your friends. Bye.